Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. The Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I take an aspect of Stoicism and do my best to break it down to its most important points. I share my experiences, both my successes and my failures, and hope that you can learn something from them, all within the space of a coffee break. This week's episode is called Benefit of the Doubt. Do you give others the benefit of the doubt? When other people disappoint you, do you cut them some slack? Today I want to talk about why it's important to give people some grace and how it can make you happier with yourself. Everywhere at each moment, you have the option to accept this event with humility, to treat this person as they should be treated, to approach this thought with care so that nothing irrational creeps in. Marcus Aurelius. So today I want to talk about something that's incredibly personal to me. And this is going to be a very vulnerable story, but I think it's something that's very important and has been sitting in the back of my mind for a while. So I sat down and I wrote a bit about this, and I hope that the lessons I've learned from this can be something that help you in your relationships with other people. So one of the things that went wrong in my last relationship was that I wasn't very good about giving my ex-partner the benefit of the doubt. When we would have arguments, I would often take what she said and twist it into something that was done to hurt me. I would often assume that actions that she took that I didn't care for were done out of spite or meanness. She often complained that I didn't give her the benefit of the doubt, and that I was so sure that what she meant by what she said or what she did, and unfortunately, it was usually that I assumed the worst, and I gave everything a negative spin. And to be honest, she was correct. Now, the reason why we reached this state of affairs was mostly because of me. Having grown up in a culture where I had to conform to fit in, whenever things got challenging, I would always try to figure out what I thought the right thing to say was so that I didn't get into trouble. And this meant that rather than telling the truth about what I thought about something, I would try to figure out the answer that would please the other person, and in this case, my ex-partner. But the thing is when you live this way, you erode trust with other people, especially those closest to you. When you're constantly lying about how you feel and what you think, it makes it challenging, if not impossible, for someone to actually trust you. Now, what happens in this kind of situation is that the person who has to pretend to be something they're not feels resentful because they feel like they can't be themselves. And the person that is being lied to is resentful because they feel like the pretender doesn't trust them and they cannot trust the pretender. To put it mildly, this creates a very unhealthy relationship dynamic. Even if you love the other person deeply and you want things to work, this kind of dynamic doesn't foster trust on either side. Now, I know this is a little bit of a tangent, but I want you to understand where I'm coming from so that when I dive into what things you can do to be a little more graceful with people, you can understand how I got to a place where I really had to make an effort to work on this. I've talked to other people who've grown up in similar situations, and they've talked about how they've had similar relationship issues. And I hope that by sharing some of these things, that if you see yourself in a similar situation, you might be able to learn from my mistakes. So what happens when we don't give others the benefit of the doubt is that it can ruin relationships. It erodes trust because other people feel like they can't make mistakes around us. Because we assume the worst of them, we feel like they can't be vulnerable around us. And it means that they can't even just have a bad day around us when they aren't at their best. When we don't give others the benefit of the doubt, it also makes them less willing to want to give us some grace when we're not at our best. And this may not even be a conscious act on their part, but more that they start to become protective of themselves. When others, especially those who are close to us, feel like they can't be vulnerable around us, they start to put up emotional barricades to keep us out because we aren't safe. It is our own opinion that disturbs us. Take away these opinions then and resolve to dismiss your judgment about an act as if it were something grievous and your anger is gone. Marcus Aurelius. Now, one reason why we may not give others the benefit of the doubt is that we are so sure that we know what the other person really means by something they do or say. We assume that our judgment about them is correct, regardless of what they do or say to try and explain themselves or their actions. And this is really just us projecting our thoughts and opinions onto someone else. And in my case, I would project what I thought my ex-partner thought of me onto every word and action. Not what she really thought of me, but what I assumed she thought of me. And since we can never really know what others think of us, I would assume what she thought of me. And unfortunately, because I was so hard on myself and didn't think that I was all that great of a person, I just assumed that she felt the same way. I was so sure that I knew the truth, it didn't matter how much she protested and tried to tell me what she really thought. The art of being wise is knowing what to overlook. William James. So why is it so important that we give others the benefit of the doubt? To start with, we're all fallible and make mistakes in our lives. Just as we want others to give us some grace when we screw up, we should be willing to do the same for others. None of us are perfect, and none of us will ever do everything perfectly. In order for us to get along with others in this world, we need to be willing to trust others and let them make mistakes. When we don't cut others slack, then they usually start to disconnect from us and feel like they have to protect themselves from us. What might have once been a warm and caring relationship becomes more fraught with distrust and full of resentment. Even in professional relationships, assuming the worst of others makes it challenging when you need to trust to help each other in challenging situations. I know I was far more willing to step up and go the extra mile for managers who I felt were kind to me when I messed up. I was also far more willing to step up and own my mistakes when I felt like there was room for me to do so. When you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, the people I deal with today will be meddling, ungrateful, arrogant, dishonest, jealous, and surly. They are like this because they can't tell good from evil. Marcus Aurelius. One of the things that we should be willing to do is to take others at face value. Now, this is not an easy thing to do because we will often try to read into what other people's actions mean or interpret what they say to have some other kind of meaning. In most cases, we're better off just taking people at face value and trust them until we have reason not to. Now, in my case, this has been challenging because the environment I grew up in was never really about being honest about how you felt, and you felt like you could never really trust what someone else was saying. At church, you never really spoke out about your real opinion on something, but rather found the right answers so that everyone thought you were a good member. It was about saying and doing all of the right things in front of the right people. And at home with my father, it was about making sure that when he was angry about something, that I figured out the right thing to say and try to calm him down so that I didn't get hit. Now, both of these factors taught me that people can't be trusted because they will say what they need to say and not what they really mean. When we decide to take people at face value, there will be those who lie to us. And in most cases, it doesn't cause us any harm to let them. For example, someone might break a date with us and make up some excuse for it rather than simply telling us they're not interested in us anymore. Now, we could get upset and call them out on it, but what good would that do? The end result is still the same, and it doesn't do us any good to think poorly of them. I think we're better off being a little more gracious than assuming bad intentions of others. And funny enough, I've had situations where I ran into people who had broken off dates with me, and because I handled it graciously at the time, they owned up to why they broke things off. And a few actually became friends because they felt like they could trust me. Ironically, one of the best ways that we can get better about giving others the benefit of the doubt is to do the same for us. We need to practice self-compassion. Often the reason we don't cut others slack when they need it is because we don't do the same to ourselves. When we make a mistake, often we can be incredibly harsh on ourselves and beat ourselves up for our screw-ups. And often we aren't kind to ourselves because we have low self-esteem and we carry a sense of shame about ourselves. When we carry a deep sense of shame, we feel like we are a bad person and need to be punished when we mess up. While we need to accept the consequences for our actions and do our best to fix things when we screw up, shame pushes us beyond that to a point where it becomes unhelpful and even destructive. When we practice self-compassion, we are better able to step up and take responsibility for our actions. We are able to see that just because we made a mistake, it doesn't mean that we are a bad person. While our actions might have been harmful, we recognize that we are not our actions, and we can step up and do our best to fix the situation. When we can have that kind of compassion for ourselves, we're better able to extend it to others as well. It's like when we practice it on ourselves, then we know how to do it to other people. Giving others the benefit of the doubt is something that can go a long way in helping others to trust us. It can help create stronger relationships where they can be vulnerable with us. It also helps us assume the best of others. And if you're like me, I know I really appreciate it when others assume the best of me. Giving each other some grace and cutting each other more slack would go a long way in repairing some of the rifts that we see in our society. It would mean that we could be more tolerant and forgiving with each other when we're not at our best. And as we all know, no one is ever always at their best. And that's the end of this week's Stoic Coffee Break. Be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and thanks for listening.